Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Egypt's aviation minister says the crash of an Egypt Air flight en route to Cairo from Paris was more likely caused by a terrorist attack than by a technical failure. Minister Sharif Fathy discussed the crash even as a search operation continued in the Mediterranean for wreckage from the plane, which had 66 people aboard when it disappeared from radar Thursday, moments after it entered Egyptian airspace on the four-hour flight from France.
If you analyze the situation properly, the possibility of having a different action or having a terror attack is higher than the possibility of having a technical.
Initial reports from Greece say possible debris may have been spotted from the air. The United States is aiding in the search and recovery effort from the air, providing a P-3 Orion long-range aircraft. Egypt Air said it lost contact with the Airbus A320 plane at about 2:30 a.m. Cairo time, when the jetliner was above 11,000 meters and just 16 kilometers inside Egyptian airspace. Greek Defense Minister Panos Kamemos said the plane made sudden turns and a sharp descent before disappearing from the radar. China is demanding Washington immediately cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and a U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said the two fighter jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace. But Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei said the Pentagon's version was not true. VOA News. China's senior official in charge of Hong Kong affairs has ended his three-day visit to the former British colony with carefully timed assurances that Beijing will not seek to mainlandize the semi-autonomous territory or violate the one-country-two-systems formula that underpins the city's unique freedoms not found elsewhere in the country. The visit by Zhang Dijang, the chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, who ranks third in China's political hierarchy, is the first by a senior leader since the so-called umbrella movement that rocked Hong Kong 2 years ago. The one-country, two-systems formula is the basis on which Hong Kong enjoys a capitalist economy and a legal system that operates according to the common law at least until 2047. New data show life expectancy rose by 5 years between 2000 and 2015, the fastest increase since the 1960s. But the World Health Organization, which has just issued its latest World Health Statistics report, finds major inequalities persist both within and among countries. While people are living on average of 5 years longer now than before the turn of the century, the World Health Organization says major gaps remain. This is borne out by statistics which show people in 12 developed countries can expect to live 82 years or more compared to people in 22 developing countries who die before they reach age 60. Thies Berma is WHO's Director of Information, Evidence, and Research.
The difference between Europe and Africa in life expectancy is, in 2015, 17 years. 78 years in Europe, 61 years in Africa. In the year 2000, it was 5 years bigger. I think with these kind of figures, one can see how much progress has been made and that continuing, you know, along this road would really make major progress.
Switzerland, Iceland, Australia, Sweden, and Israel are the five countries with the highest life expectancy at birth, while Chad, Ivory Coast, Central African Republic, Angola, and Sierra Leone are the lowest ranked. The chairman of NATO's military committee said Wednesday that despite the uncertainty about U.S. future force numbers in Afghanistan, most NATO military chiefs say they're not planning to withdraw their forces from the war-torn country. Peter Pavel told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels that there was a general acknowledgement by most of the NATO allies that they would keep the same level of participation in Afghanistan. He said the decision was due to the belief that conditions were not yet met for NATO to pull out. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.